This is Pleasure and Savagery. Podcast written by Tracy A. Hammer. Performed by Dom Johnson and Elizabeth Veit. Dramatized audio produced by HeatAudioBooks.com. We hope you like it. Pleasure and Savagery. Chapter 1.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 1. Awakenings. How would you feel if your lover broke up with you right in the middle of sexing you?
What? Oh, don't stop now.
No, but I must.
Oh, why? Do you have a cramp or something?
I can't.
What?
I mean, what would you think?
Philip?
I just can't anymore, Tara.
Philip?
Oh, I love you, Tara. But I just can't see myself with you for the rest of my life. No.
Oh, so I was good enough to fuck for the past 2 years, but not good enough to marry?
Tara was hurt and angry. More importantly, what was her next move? Does she come for someone new? Or does she just cry? Tara was too shocked to enjoy a little new-new and too numb to shed a single tear. Therefore, she retrieved her old trusted diary. She scanned the many handwritten pages filled with her past relationships and confessions. Tara turned to a fresh blank page and took a pen to hand. The idea was to work through this treachery and heartbreak. Keep the lesson, dump the baggage, and move on. Little did Tara know how gloriously decadent her life would become, as it all would start out innocently enough as Tara began to write in her old diary.
Hello there, diary. It's me again, Tara Armstrong.
Hello, Miss Tara. Welcome back. It's been a long time.
Diary?
Yes, it's me. It's your diary. And as before, I will be your witness and lead you through your present journey. Take me with you every day, everywhere you go, and tell me everything.
Yes, diary. I need you.
I see you, Tara. The real you. I will help you better see yourself, love yourself, bathe yourself in pleasure, and avenge yourself with savagery.
I just don't understand what happened, diary.
Tell me, Tara. Tell me everything. As she had before, for so many years, on a blank page, Tara began by writing, "Dear Diary." Telling her trusted friend everything to try and find some answers.
Why, diary, I am 33 years old, a beautiful, intelligent lady who is in excellent shape, and I bring home good money. I'm a homeowner. I did everything right.
At a loss and frustrated, Tara held her old cherished diary to her bare breasts, closed her eyes, and lay back, still naked and abandoned by Philip in her now empty, cold bed. Tara had all the attributes a man looked for, or so she thought. That was until that dreadful day that Philip Connolly, the man that she had exclusively dated for the past 2 years and was considering marrying broke up with her. Now, one might ask, what's the big deal? After all, relationships end every day. Well, let me tell you, number one, Tara had never been dumped before. Number two, she did not see it coming. Not only that, number three, and this is the big one, was the way Philip broke up with her. There is a time and place for all things, they say, but he got it all wrong. The timing, the place. Tara remembered back as she wrote in her diary. Philip was on top of Tara. Impassioned lovers in the throes of ecstasy when he just stopped mid-stroke.
What? Oh, no, don't stop now.
She looked at him. He was breathing heavily. Tara's heart skipped a beat. Oh my, she thought. Was he about to propose to her while deep inside of her?
Yes, Philip.
But her enthusiasm was premature. Instead of proposing marriage to her, Philip just stopped, then bowed his head in regret. Still hard, he pulled his long shaft out of Tara's wet warmth, got out of their bed, and stepped into his cold jeans.
Phil, what's wrong?
Oh, Tara, I was just thinking about how life would be if you were my wife and...
Philip?
Oh, I love you, Tara, but I just can't see myself with you for the rest of my life. No.
Philip?
Tara had been so close to an orgasm, but now she was hurt and angry, humiliated.
Oh, so I was good enough to fuck for the past 2 years, but not good enough to marry?
Exactly. I need more passion, more excitement. I need a woman with more experience. One that knows her way around a man's body.
What are you saying, Phil? What more do you need me to do? I can talk dirty. We can dress up or role play. Tell me what you need.
I need your passions to come naturally, Tara. I don't want planned sex with props and plots. I don't want you to have to think things up to make me want to stay with you. I can see your mind churning, Tara. You plot, you plan, you draw up schematics. Your life is like a play, and unfortunately, you have cast me in a part that I am no longer willing to play.
Are you serious, Philip?
The problem is, Tara, you are a lady all the time. If you were more sultry, more wanton, it's almost as if you have no idea how to simply let go, how to just fuck. You need to learn how to let your head down, Tara, and shake it out a bit. He looked at her bitterly as he fingered Tara's folded nightgown, which lay on the corner of the bed. He looked into her eyes and tossed her soft blue flannel nightgown to the floor as he shook his head disapprovingly. Hell, Tara, even your lingerie is tasteful. Why can't you wear something like leather and get a pair of those sexy four-inch stilettos, you know? Let's have sex with just your stilettos on, but no.
What? You want me to dress and act like a common whore?
Yes, Tara, yes. Damn it, but just for me. For 2 years, I have been wanting you to get on top.
top of me, on top of my dick, and just ride me like your very sanity depended on it. I need a woman that will scream out my name because she just can't get enough of me, can't help herself. I want you to tell me that I am the best and that my dick is the best and feels so good. Oh, so good to you. But no, I don't get that from you, Tara. You barely even make a sound when we fuck. Tara was in shock. She could not accurately understand what Philip was asking of her. In fact, she could not find the words to continue on with the conversation. She silently watched as her boyfriend, now her ex-boyfriend, got dressed and unceremoniously walked out of their love nest. Tara stayed in the bed, their bed, naked, on the exact spot where they had just been making love, where she had just been so near an orgasm. And now, she didn't even think to masturbate. Tara wrote the questions on my pages as she just lay there and stared up at the ceiling, lost in thought. So I would help her find her answers.
What did he even want, Diary? Who did he want me to turn into? Become... I'm me. Diary, I am too traumatized to come and yet too numb to cry. Diary, what the fuck do I do now?
This has been Pleasure and Savagery. Podcast written by Tracy A. Hammer. Performed by Dom Johnson and Elizabeth Bite. Music and sound effects used under license from Epidemic Sound. Tell Daddy thank you. And stay tuned for the next episode. Keep your lights low while you listen to more sexy podcasts from Cupid's Foreplay.